This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A big house fire in Philadelphia this morning, and there are fatalities. This was in the city's Fairmount neighborhood. Flames coming from the second floor windows of a house that had been converted into two apartments. Authorities initially declined to say how many people died in that fire in Philadelphia. It's been almost a year since the attack on the U.S. Capitol building, January 6th. Lawmakers are remembering the trauma. The AP's Sagar Magani with this report.
Most House members had already been rushed out of the chamber, but about three dozen Democrats were above the floor in the balcony. Rioters were banging on the doors as police built barricades.
It was at that moment where I realized we were trapped. That we weren't getting out.
Colorado's Jason Crow, a former Army Ranger who served in war zones, went into Ranger mode.
Are we going to have to make a stand there? Are we going to have to fight our way out?
Crow says he was ready to pull a trigger if needed. But the lawmakers did get out, running through the tunnels below the Capitol.
Honestly, we thought we were being chased.
New Hampshire's Annie Custer says her phone rang. Her son was watching the riot on TV.
Should teens 12 to 15 years old be able to get the Pfizer booster? That's the question today for a CDC panel. And the AP's Julie Walker says there's something else.
Meanwhile, as the long lines for COVID tests continue, the CDC is still not mandating them for asymptomatic people, ending isolation after 5 days instead of 10. The agency is, however, adding to its guidance that anyone who wants should opt for a rapid test and, if positive, isolate for another 5 days. I'm Julie Walker.
The Biden administration is announcing sanctions against Bosnian Serb leader Milorad Dodik, accusing him of corrupt activities that threaten to destabilize the region. This is AP News. The French president used a word that's upsetting some in France.
French President Emmanuel Macron has provoked outcries in parliament and protests from election rivals by using a vulgarity to describe his strategy for pressuring vaccine refusers. In an interview published by French newspaper Le Parisien, Macron used a French word meaning to rile or to bug when referring to France's unvaccinated people, adding, "We will continue to rile to the end." The president made the explosive remark as lawmakers are heatedly debating new measures that would allow only the vaccinated to enjoy leisure activities such as eating out. His use of earthy language, more commonly heard at the counters of French cafes, further complicates the already difficult passage in Parliament of the government's planned new vaccine pass. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.